She's dead,
a sassy female voice said.
Ugh, that's just perfect. Another one bites the dust.
She's not dead,
another woman with a sweet voice answered. Ellie felt someone poke her as she struggled to wake up.
Dead! She's dead! Done!
Ellie issued a groan.
Ellie?
The sweet-voiced woman called.
Ellie!
Ellie's eyelids fluttered open. The room still spun above her.
Ellie?
The voice called again. Huh? Ellie groaned. Her eyes scanned the room for the source.
Are you okay?
She scrunched up her face as she rubbed at the bump on the back of her head. Through the window outside, she saw night already beginning to fall.
How long have I been out?
She murmured as she pushed herself up to sit. About an hour, the sassy voice answered. Ellie crinkled her brow and glanced around again.
Hello?
She called. She grasped hold of the edge of a shelf and used it to pull herself up to stand.
Must have taken a heck of a hit, the sassy voice said. She's totally confused.
Poor Ellie,
the other voice answered.
Hello? Who's there? It's us, dummy.
Ellie's eyes went wide.
Who? Cleo and Lola,
the sassy voice answered. Ellie blew out a long breath and steadied herself against the shelf as she bent forward and rubbed her temples.
I must have taken a harder hit than I thought, she said to herself.
The sweet voice said,
Are you okay? Are you in any pain? Maybe you should go to the hospital.
She can't drive to the hospital, you dope. She hit her head. She's got to call an ambulance. Quick, get the phone.
Oh, I'm hearing things. I probably have a head injury. Maybe I should sit down,
Ellie reasoned aloud.
Yeah, that's it, Ellie. Sit down.
She stumbled from the pantry and into the kitchen, pulling out a chair and plopping onto it. Cleo jumped onto the table next to her and stared at her. Lola raced into the kitchen, Ellie's cell phone in her mouth. She nudged Ellie with her nose, then stood on her hind legs and dropped the phone on her lap.
There you go,
she said. Ellie sank her head into her hands.
This can't be happening.
Cleo tapped her hand with her furry paw. She wrapped it around her finger and tugged.
Ellie, maybe you should go lay down.
Ellie flicked her gaze to the cat. She shook her head. The cat's green eyes stared at her, filled with concern.
Ellie?
No, she said, shaking her head. No, I must have really hit my head. I'm hearing things. I'd better go to the hospital.
Ellie nodded at her own statement, then stood on shaky legs and wandered from the room. She climbed the stairs and headed for her bedroom to retrieve a sweater. She ducked into the bathroom and checked her makeup and hair. After wiping away a smudge of mascara, she picked up her brush and began pulling it through her long hair. The cat and dog followed her.
Ellie, you can't drive to the hospital, you know,
Cleo said.
Like heck I can't,
Ellie answered. She shook her head. What am I doing? I'm answering a cat.
It would be rude if you didn't,
Lola said.
Yeah, like the first night you were here. It was like you couldn't even hear us,
Cleo added.
I couldn't hear you. I can't hear you.
Ellie pressed her hands to her face and groaned. Oh.
Are you in pain?
Lola questioned.
No.
She sighed and shook her head again. Okay, I'm going to the hospital.
You can't go to the hospital,
Cleo said as Ellie stalked across the bedroom.
I think she should go to the hospital,
Lola argued.
She may be hurt.
Cleo raced ahead and stood in the doorway. She arched her back, her tail standing straight up in the air.
And what are you going to tell them?
That I fell and hit my head. Why am I answering you?
And what else?
Cleo questioned. Ellie's eyes flitted around the room.
You can't tell them you're hearing voices,
Cleo continued.
They'll think you're crazy.
Lola's brown head bobbed up and down.
Probably,
she added.
See, even the dummy agrees,
Cleo said.